Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Saturday, November the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It is Saturday. We've got a great treat for today. Chris Tomlin is going to join in after our entry and bring us some brand new music from his The King is Still the King record. And yes, I want to welcome, special welcome to, I think we may have a number of brand new people on here today who are coming in through a special window. And I just want to greet you and welcome you to our community on the Wake Up Call. Well, let's get going. We always start with our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we are, drum roll, please, breaking in to the final fourth gospel here, John, the Gospel of John. Our title today, God is Jesus. Our text from John 1, we're reading the whole chapter, but we're going to just focus on the first five verses. Hear now the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Welcome to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. While the scope of the gospel is as vast as eternity, the agenda of the gospel, from the first word to the last, is singular. It is to reveal this all-consuming reality. God is Jesus. Do we realize just how astonishing this is? Can we fathom what we are actually saying? God is Jesus. We're saying that a human being, a real, living, breathing human being, is the creator of all that is, the very God of heaven and earth. Pick someone out of a crowd today, take a good look at them, and try to grasp the reality that a person, just like the person you are looking at, could possibly be Almighty God. God is Jesus. It seems reasonable to posit an invisible, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent deity and call this being God. The Father, of course. God is the Father. It seems reasonable to posit an invisible spirit who is distinct from and yet indivisibly one with God. That's the Holy Spirit. God is the Holy Spirit. It seems patently unreasonable, even absurd, to posit that a visible, approachable, flesh and blood human being could possibly be the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God of the cosmos. And yet the Bible couldn't be more emphatically clear on this point. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. God is Jesus. As the Nicene Creed, the consensus faith of the church at all times and in all places has it, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. God is Jesus. It's one thing to make the claim that Jesus is God. It strikes me as of another order to say God is Jesus. The Gospel of John, as well as the other three eyewitness accounts, does not set out to convince or prove that Jesus is God, as though we were the jury who would render a verdict. No, we are the ones on trial. The Gospel of John purposes to reveal the single most important truth in the history of history, the only truth with the power to save us. God is Jesus. And did you know the prologue to John chapter 1 is actually a hymn? In the earliest days, they sang these words. And speaking of hymns, today, in lieu of our singing a hymn from our hymnal, Chris Tomlin is going to lead us in a new old hymn, the first hymn outside of the Bible that we have record of. He has recently put it to music and brought it to the church. And we're going to hand it over to Chris now. All right. We're back here with, I would say he's my favorite worship leader, but I'd be lying because you know on the wake-up call, my dad is my favorite worship leader.
I can't compete.
I mean, isn't it great hearing him?
That's pretty awesome.
Sing these songs with me.
It's pretty awesome.
It's such a blessing. And he loves, he loves singing the hymns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know me, Chris. I was way back there in the late 1900s pushing on you. I'm like, Chris, we got to sing some hymns because they're getting lost.
They're getting lost.
To the generations coming up.
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know, I say things like this. I say, you know, my great-great-grandfather gave my great-grandfather a Bible and a hymnal. And my great-grandfather gave my dad a Bible and a hymnal.
Wow.
And my grandmother gave my mom a Bible and a hymnal. Mm. And my mom gave me a Bible and a hymnal. And am I going to give my kid a screen? A Bible and a screen? Are you tracking?
Yeah, in a PowerPoint presentation.
A PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Are you tracking with me?
Yes.
We've got to recover. We have 2,000 years of hymns.
Of songs.
I love the new songs.
I'm so grateful for the hymns. I'm so grateful to coming up in a tradition where I know them. They're just in me.
They're in you.
I sing them every Sunday and did not understand the gift that was to me, but only, you know, in the last couple decades of my life, because I can just go back to them and they just come, you know.
Yes.
And speaking of...
They've influenced your music.
It's all in there. It's all in there. And... I've gotten to record many of them and just in different ways. I'm so grateful for that. But speaking of recovering some of the great songs.
Hey, can I just interrupt before you even go there? I'd like to remember you and I pulling out that old hymn.
Wonderful cross.
When I survey.
The wondrous cross.
The wondrous cross.
I've loved that hymn. I remember my mom would play on the piano, just that melody, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. I always loved that hymn. And then we got to do that together, just that little refrain.
That little chorus, the wonderful cross.
Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die and find that I may truly live. All who gather here, you know, I mean, that is, yeah, I've sung that so many times, and what a special song that's been. And I think brought that hymn to a lot of people.
They never heard it. The caboose bought the train.
Yeah, right? And people are like, man, how'd you write these great words? I'm like, that's not me. His name is Isaac Watts.
Isaac Watts. Well, yeah, you have really... I mean, we're going to sing some together here before we're done, but I stand amazed. You lifted that one up. Crown Him with Many Crowns. Yes. You lifted that one up.
Yes. And, amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
My chains are gone. And not that needed any help, but...
But you helped it.
I mean...
And you brought us back a verse we never even knew.
That's a whole story, man.
It is. Yeah. I want to talk about First Hymn. You have found the First Hymn.
The First Hymn. Is yes. So this has been the most incredible thing. One of the things I've ever been part of in my music life. So this guy named John Dickinson, he's this theologian and historian from Australia, and he's taught at Wheaton College and these things, and he's been wanting to bring this hymn back to the church and the world. And so he approached myself and a guy named Ben Fielding. Ben is an incredible songwriter from Australia. He has written some of the great songs. Goodness of God, What a Beautiful Name, Mighty to Save. I could go down the list. He's an incredible songwriter. And said, would you two guys be interested in bringing this hymn back to the church? And he said, it is the oldest hymn ever discovered with musical notation on it. It is discovered in a trash heap in Oxyrhynchos, Egypt, in the 3rd century, in the 200s, JD,
yeah.
1,800 years ago. Yeah. And this is what this piece of paper was, and it had musical notation, and it was a hymn to God. It's the earliest known hymn ever discovered. Obviously, the Bible's full of songs, but this with music on it, this was outside the Bible, this is the earliest. And so I instantly was like, man, I don't even approach this. And so it was a fragmented piece of paper. It's in a vault in Oxford. And it said, here's the translation in English. And it's just a piece. It's not fully there. So you guys got to figure this out, how to make this thing complete, because it's just a piece ripped off.
Wow.
But here's what we have that's ripped off. It's a puzzle. Here's what we have that's ripped off. And some of the words on there were so moving. And they were some that's so common to us. But when John began to explain it, an historian who really knows what was going on in the 3rd century, it was powerful. And I'll just share before we sing it with you. In this hymn, it says, and to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen, amen. And that's for us, that's normal.
Given, yeah.
That's given. And he's like, you have to understand that this is the first writing that we've seen on a piece of paper of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, like this, written together.
Yeah.
This is the earliest ever found.
First hymn.
First hymn. That's what they were singing.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? And then it ends, this hymn ends with, to the only giver of all good things, amen, amen, amen. And then John explained to us, he's like, you have to understand, get in this time. This is a band. This is a small band of believers. This is only a few generations past the disciples. This is a small band of the early church being built. They're running for their lives. They are persecuted. Most of these people would have died probably for their faith. There's a persecuted time of the faith like nothing else. And they're huddled up somewhere, and this is what they end their hymn with, to the only giver of all good gifts. He goes, why is this significant? He said, pagan worship of the time, when they would come to worship the pagan god Zeus or whoever, they would come before him, their wake-up call, their wake-up sleeper would be to the giver of all good gifts. They would, the people would come together and say, to the giver of all good gifts. And so for this band,
and that was Zeus.
Yes, to Zeus, they would say that.
A pagan god.
And to this
the giver
band,
of all good gifts.
That's how they would, that was their call to worship. And yet this band of believers ends their hymn, the earliest known hymn we've ever found, with to the only giver of all good gifts.
Only.
That was speaking to culture. That was speaking to culture. And you know what's amazing too about it? The melody was a, for that moment in time, was would have been a common man's melody. It was a bar song of that day. They used a melody that would be common to people, like we do today. Mm-hmm. It wasn't some Gregorian chant that you think, well, it must be an early hymn. It must have sounded like the monks. It would have been a very common sounding melody. And so he's like, could you guys bring a common melody to this again? And let's see if we can sing this again. And so what a privilege, what an honor to be 1,800 years now past and singing these words.
First hymn. When we do the next edition of our Great Redeemer's Praise, we're going to put first hymn in it.
First hymn. Okay? Come on. That'd be amazing.
All right. Let's hear that song right now.
Let all be silent. The shining stars not sound. Rushing rivers still. Let the mountains bow down in awe and wonder. Reverence we come. Who is worthy of all worship? Who is seated on the throne? All powers cry out in answer. All glory and praise forever to our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing, amen. Let all be silent. The shining stars not sound. Rushing rivers still. Let the mountains bow down in awe and wonder. In reverence we come. Who is worthy of all worship? Who is seated on the throne? Who is worthy of all worship? Who is seated on the throne? All powers cry out in answer. All glory and praise forever to our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing, amen. To the only giver of all good gifts, amen. To the only one who forgives our sins, amen. To the only God, to the risen King, to the one who died and rose again, amen. We sing, amen. To the only giver of all good gifts, amen. To the only one who forgives our sins, to the one who died and rose again, amen. We sing, amen. All powers cry out in answer. All glory and praise forever to our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing, amen. Into our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.